It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and on the phone this morning is Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs. Good morning, Julie. Welcome back.
Good morning.
You know, I was looking over this report that that the county filed yesterday, and it seems somewhat encouraging with the number of cases and decreased, actually, somewhat dramatically.
Yes, it is very encouraging. We have seen a decrease in our percent positive, which is always encouraging.
Yeah. So, and the percent positive rate was down considerably. So do you have some perspective on why?
Yeah, well, we've been seeing a decrease in our testing numbers overall. You know, a couple weeks ago, we were up to about 2,000 people being tested every week. Now we're down to about 1,600. And I think we'll see this percent positive, you know, go up and down throughout the semester as we have events going on and school has gotten started. Right after school got started, of course, we expected to see an increase in our percent positive, and that's exactly what we saw. And now it's gone down a little bit. But like I said, I think we'll see it ebb and flow as we go with different events and whatnot. But hopefully we can stay around or under that 5%.
Well, we've had a few weeks since K-State football and Manhattan High football and all kinds of other area games and gatherings, including, you know, students back in school. Do you feel that this is significant information to have with regards to some of these large gatherings?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're constantly getting questions about, you know, large gatherings. What do we need to make sure to let people know, and it's the same information. You know, just try to keep your distance from other people, wear a mask in crowded areas, and that's really regardless if you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. As you know, the Delta variant has been on the rise, and that's primarily what we're seeing in our new cases is the Delta variant. The good news is with that, with our breakthrough cases, those individuals who have tested positive, even though they've been fully vaccinated, with that Delta variant, we've been showing protection with the vaccine. So they have very mild symptoms and are really staying out of the hospital for the most part.
I was looking at your report that PIO Alice Massimi sent out yesterday. Still lots of work to go with getting vaccination shots in the arms of others.
Yes, our rate is still not where we want it to be. Our goal is still 70%, and we're predicting we're right around that 50% as far as individuals who are eligible, who are fully vaccinated. And I just want to remind everyone, there's plenty of opportunity to get vaccinated. It's not too late. We're still vaccinating at the health department on Thursdays and Fridays, and you can call to schedule that appointment. That number to call is 785-565-6560. We can get you in right away on a Thursday or Friday. We encourage anyone who's eligible to get vaccinated. With that rapid spread of Delta variant, like I said, we're showing some strong evidence of protection from severe illness with people who are vaccinated versus those who are not vaccinated. So if you're still hesitant, you know, it's worth a conversation with your primary care provider.
And there's also some supplies available for the booster. Is it Pfizer and Moderna, if you've been fully vaccinated for them, but you have to have been, 6 months outside of when you got your last shot?
Yes, it is approved for Pfizer. So the only individuals that are eligible at this time are those who received Pfizer for their first series, and that's 6 months ago. And you have a certain criteria that you do have to fit into. You either have to be 65 and older, part of a long-term care facility. They're doing booster shots right now, or 18 and older and at significant risk. So for more information on that criteria and to see if you're eligible, you can check out our website at RileyCountyKS.gov.
What are you seeing as far as getting those vaccinations for the first time for those under the age of 18?
Yeah, so we're still offering. We still do have Pfizer, so we're offering anyone 12 and older to get vaccinated. We have been out to the schools on several occasions in August and September to vaccinate those who are eligible. We're still waiting on approval to see if we can vaccinate even younger individuals. We're hoping for that approval late October, early November. We have worked with USD 3D3 to go ahead and set up two dates on Saturdays in November and December, so that we can get to those younger kids upon approval.
Okay. Well, speaking of shots, let's talk a little bit about a special event that, you know, tomorrow's the first day of October, and you always have the highly heralded Oktfluberfest. in the month of October. It's getting close to flu season and shots. So tell us what your game plan is for getting flu shots distributed.
Yeah, it's hard to believe tomorrow's already October. We are busy planning flu clinics for the month of October. We do have our flu vaccine in, and I'm excited to announce that we will be hosting our 9th annual Oktoberfest on October 21st from 3 to 6:30, and that will be at the Family and Child Resource Center. We will have information out on our Facebook page and website starting tomorrow, and that includes a reservation link so that you can schedule your own appointment for that day on October 21st. We also have several other clinics coming up for specific groups. So we are getting city and county employees in for flu clinics. We're also we also have a date set aside for USD 3D3 staff and their families. So lots of flu clinics coming up, but pay special attention to that October 21st, our 9th annual Oktoberfest.
So there have been a lot of people that are saying that, you know, the flu numbers were down significantly last year, and a lot of that probably has to do with people taking some proper hygiene methods to heart, and you're not going to discourage that 1 year later, are you?
Right. No, we're expecting to see a little more severe flu season this year, of course, but we still want people to practice those prevention methods, you know, keeping your distance, washing your hands, wearing your mask, and other things like making sure that you're getting enough sleep, staying away from people who are sick, or if you have symptoms, please stay home and call your doctor if it's severe, or you can always call us to get a COVID test to kind of rule that out. But all those prevention methods really still matter this year as well.
We've covered a lot of ground this morning. Anything else that we haven't touched based on?
I just want to remind individuals there's plenty of opportunity to get tested. So like I said, if you're having any symptoms or if you're a close contact, we have lots of opportunities to get tested in the area. We're still offering free drive-up testing through collaboration with KDHE on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 4, and that's at the mall parking lot. We're also doing symptomatic rapid testing at the health department every weekday. So if you have symptoms, please call our screening line, 785-323-6400. And we are now offering testing on Saturdays from 9 to noon at the health department. No appointment necessary. This is for anyone symptomatic or asymptomatic. If you do come on a Saturday, please park behind the health department in the designated spots on Wharton Banner Drive, and we will come to you.
That's a new addition to the lineup.
Yes, and we've actually been seeing a lot of people taking advantage of that option. And it's a free option. We can do rapid tests or saliva on Saturdays.
Julie Gibbs, thanks so much for joining us. And we'll have Bob Koppel next week and see you in a couple.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate all the healthcare workers and the efforts that they are putting forth these days in the battle against the coronavirus, especially here on the local level.